Well, I have been absent for several Sundays while traveling, but despite my absence, I'm aware, and I was glad to know I'm on the right page, I'm aware that we're in the midst of a theme about the various ways we might reach for God at different phases in our lives. Certainly for me personally, my relationship with God has evolved over time, and in the same fashion, my patterns of communicating with God in prayer have evolved as well. So I want to start by making a big old admission, an admission that I would never, ever, ever in my lifetime have anticipated standing up here before you doing a sermon on the topic of prayer. It is, in fact, about as unlikely as previous sermons I've done in which I talked about patience, and those of you who know me, that's unlikely, listening, not my strength, all things I'm working at. But prayer also, I would never have expected to be talking about. You see, I didn't grow up in a family that prayed, at least not in any manner that I could discern. We didn't practice verbal prayer. We didn't get down on our knees and pray. We never even really talked about prayer that I can recall. So perhaps that's why prayer has always seemed both private and a bit intimidating to me, and why being asked to lead a prayer out loud practically causes me to break out in hives. Over the years, though, I've come to think of prayer in a very broad sense as any method of communicating with God, whether it's done publicly or privately, in a church, in the woods, elsewhere. Viewing prayer through this broader lens suits me more comfortably, and over time, I've developed a pattern of writing as a spiritual practice and a way to be with God. This practice has evolved through the ages, and I'd like to share that journey with you this morning. As always happens when I agree to take on a sermon topic, I've learned a good deal in the process of preparing for today's service. Over the next few minutes, I'll share some of what I've learned, how writing can serve as a means to connect with our higher power, and even explore some ideas for how to begin. But when I first chatted with Miriam about this sermon topic and my personal experience of communicating with God through writing, Miriam assured me that I would find a good deal of information on the topic by Googling the term sacred journaling. So already I learned something new. I mean, there's actually a name attached to this practice. In fact, my Google search on the term sacred journaling resulted in nearly 2 million hits. There are books on the topic, how-to manuals, journals you can buy to record your thoughts, even classes you can take on the subject of sacred journaling. Who knew? I didn't know. I also learned this practice of connecting with God through writing goes by other names as well. In addition to sacred journaling, some people refer to it as soul writing or divine dialogue. I even came across the term graphology in reference to the practice. Since any word ending in ology lends to me an automatic air of legitimacy, I now feel reassured that writing as a method of communicating with God is both valid and acceptable as a practice, graphology. So while writing has become a mechanism that allows me to access a sacred place of wisdom and connectedness to God, it's a practice that for me gradually developed over time, and honestly, somewhat in spite of my objections. I recall various times throughout my life where someone recommended writing as a way to work through personal issues. I've always been one to resist things that are personally beneficial, like exercise is one good example. So I objected, and I repeatedly ignored this advice. Then about 20 years ago, I found myself at a silent auction fundraising event. One of the items that was being offered was a facilitated workshop based on a book. The book is entitled The Artist's Way, A Spiritual Path to Higher Creativity. Well, somewhat spontaneously, a number of women, some of whom I knew just a little bit and some of whom I did not know at all, we decided to combine our resources and bid on this item, and we won. So, Julia Cameron's book, Artist's Way, A Spiritual Path to Higher Creativity, it began my introduction to writing. I found myself a part of a group of about 6 women, guided by a discussion facilitator. We met weekly and we worked our way through the Artist Way book, one chapter at a time. We had actual homework assignments, one of which the author called morning pages, which involved writing in longhand at least 3 pages daily. Morning pages are strictly stream of consciousness writing, whatever comes into your mind, allowing you to calm your mind by dumping everything onto the written page. So that's how the process of writing started for me. It was, after all, assigned homework, and I've always been the compulsive type who completes her homework. But I did object the entire time. In fact, I sometimes filled the page, 3 pages actually, by writing, "I don't want to be writing," or "I don't know what to write," over and over until those 3 pages were filled up. But it still counted as completing my homework. So gradually, writing my own and its purpose morphed into something more until it eventually became a method of connecting with the divine. As author John Walshens writes, every human being has an inner voice, a higher nature, an awareness beyond intellect. It's called by different names. Buddha nature or Christ consciousness are 2 examples. It's our soul. In it, we just know. It allows us to connect with that place of infinite wisdom, unconditional love, and pure joy. With the passage of time, my morning pages evolved into this type of connection. As I prepared to talk about my writing practice and its spiritual significance, I came across an article by Janet Connor, who has published a number of books and resources on this topic of sacred journaling. I was unfamiliar with her before, but her article summarizes perfectly the practice that I've stumbled upon in my own journey. The author describes sacred journaling as a, quote, practical and powerful answer to that eternal question, how do I pray? She recommends following 4 simple steps that allow us to build a highway of reciprocal communication between ourselves and God. And according to her, you will write and God will listen. God will write and you will listen. It's that simple and that mysterious. The 4 steps that are involved can best be described like this. First of all, show up. Open up. Listen up. And follow up. So I'd like to elaborate on those 4 steps and integrate my own experience as I do so. The first essential step is to show up. Show up. As Connor says, you can't make a connection or experience the benefits if you don't show up. She describes showing up as making a commitment to set aside a few minutes each day for dialogue between your soul and God. She suggests a commitment of about 15 minutes. In my own experience, it takes me about 30 minutes of daily practice. And then the next step after show up is to open up. The author suggests beginning each journal entry with, "Dear God." Interestingly enough, my own writing begins with an implied "Dear God," and I write, "Thank you for this wonderful day." I always start that way. Thank you for this wonderful day. Connor says that writing a salutation to the spirit shifts our consciousness and opens a pathway to the soul. Once you've written your greeting, you begin opening your heart. Connor advises writing about what's happening, what you're feeling, and whatever it is, doing so in full color detail. In my own practice, after that initial greeting, I often write about whatever it is I'm feeling, whether I'm worried or I'm upset or I'm feeling down or I'm just plain out of sorts, whatever it might be. If I can identify the cause, I write about that. If I don't have a clue why I'm feeling a particular way, that's what I write on the page. If I'm not sure what to write, I often start by making myself think of 5 things that I'm grateful for. And that usually leads me on to just other streams of consciousness and thought. Or I might even write a mantra, several words that I just repeat over and over until my mind can latch onto something else to write. And one of my favorite mantras is this. I write, "As I listen to my creator, I am led. As I listen to my creator, I am led." I write the words over and over 5 or more times until other thoughts or ideas start to pour out. And I continue in this fashion, dumping anything that comes into my mind onto the pages until my mind is emptied. By dumping our woes on paper, we sort of go through that part of the process that involves emptying ourselves and creating a space for spirit to enter. According to Connor, we receive the richest guidance when we truly bare our soul. Her comments reflect my own experience so closely that I actually laughed out loud when I read this. She wrote, and I quote, "Your conscious self may not be too thrilled by this deep and radical honesty. Your internal critic, a domineering character if ever there was one, will pop up and stop you. There's only one way to keep your internal critic at bay. Write fast. Don't think, don't rewrite, scratch out, or edit. Just keep on writing. Anything and everything that wants to come, especially questions, the answers are always in the questions. As we're reminded in Matthew 6:8, your Father always knows before you ask." Well, after you've poured out all your messy thoughts onto the page, the third step is to listen up. Janet Connor says, "God is standing by, waiting to whisper in our soul's ear." I don't really know if that's exactly how it works, and it still comes as a huge surprise to me, but when I become quiet and truly tuned in, a state that seems to arrive after I've dumped everything cluttering my mind onto the page, that's when I receive God's word. Connor writes, "It may take a while to discern God's voice from the cacophony of demands and advice bouncing around inside your head. At first, you might not experience the God writes aspect of sacred journaling. You might find yourself hogging the conversation with your complaints and your worries and your fears, and ending the writing session feeling you've not heard anything that amounts to an answer. Be patient. Show up. Keep writing every day." According to Connor, the day will come when you look at something in your journal and you know it isn't you. You may not like what you've read, but you will recognize wisdom's loving voice. For me, wisdom's revelations sometimes appear on the written page, and sometimes through my dreams, and sometimes only after I write about a dream and then I suddenly recognize a revealing message. Regardless of how it comes, and it still feels mystical and amazing to me, I know that it's our God who's still speaking. The final step in the process, and the step that follows show up, open up, and listen up, is that of follow up. As my now favorite author writes, once we receive guidance and recognize it as guidance, it's incumbent on us to take it. It's just rude to ask our divine spirit for help and then say, "Listen, God, that's really great, but I'm just going to keep on doing things my own way." As someone undoubtedly famous by now said, "If you do what you've always done, you'll get what you've always gotten." So don't go that route. Instead, pay attention. It's on us to pay attention to God's loving wisdom and act on her advice. The answer to every question is within us. To find the answers, we only have to quiet our mind and ask the right questions. Once we free our mind from distractions, then, as it says on the front of our bulletins today, all things can exist in harmony, and we begin to perceive the subtle truth. That brings me back to Isaiah 30:21, contained in one of our earlier readings today. "Your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, 'This is the way, walk in it.'" As I conclude this morning, I'm reminded of a sermon that Rocco delivered back in January about moving toward God with head, hands, and heart. Sacred journaling is like that for me. It involves the literal use of your hands for writing. It engages your head or your mind, the very thing that you want to empty of distractions, and it relies on your heart. The place you want to connect and explore. The place where magic happens, spirit awaits, and amazing understanding can emerge. Author William Blake writes, "I myself do nothing. The Holy Spirit accomplishes all through me." Let us use our tools, that of sacred journaling and others, divine dialogue, Christ connection, so that we might connect with the God within in order to serve more effectively and with greater clarity and love the God in others. Amen.